USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House confirms that Hamas operates within several hospitals in Gaza, including Al-Shifa, the city's largest hospital.
We do not support striking a hospital from the air, and we do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people, helpless people, sick people, are simply trying to get the medical care that they deserve.
Patients at the site are trapped due to ongoing fighting and bombardment. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, Hamas utilizes tunnels beneath the hospital for storing weapons, holding hostages, and is prepared to respond to any Israeli military operation targeting the facility. Tens of thousands have joined the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling the crowd, "We won't walk away."
Let me be very clear. The United States stands unequivocally with our neighbor, our friend, our ally, Israel.
The National Guard has been deployed, but no violence has been reported. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is supporting the House Republican strategy to prevent a government shutdown. Schumer expressed his optimism today, noting that he is encouraged by the spending bill's exclusion of conservative spending cuts that Democrats consider non-negotiable.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
Speaker Mike Johnson introduced a short-term funding proposal that aims to maintain spending levels at 2023 levels for various government sectors until January and February. San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. Individuals who use marijuana say the consumption of cannabis contributes to improved sleep compared to other medications. A study conducted by Washington State University revealed that over 80% of marijuana users reported that smoking joints was more effective in promoting sleep than other sleep aids such as melatonin. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
A collision on Interstate 70 in Ohio this morning has left three people dead and over a dozen others injured. According to the Ohio State Highway Patrol, it happened when a semi-truck rear-ended a charter bus carrying high school students. The bus was taking banned students and chaperones from Tuscarora Valley High School to a conference in Columbus. The individual charged with breaking into the residence of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and assaulting her husband Paul with a hammer unexpectedly took the witness stand in court today. David DePapp was called to testify by his defense attorneys. He became emotional during his testimony and started discussing his political views. Former President Trump's social media platform is losing money fast.
On Monday, it was reported Truth Social lost $73 million in net sales since it launched in February of 2022. A new report indicates if Truth Social is unable to merge with another company, it may not survive much longer. I'm Dave Collins.
A Delaware FedEx worker has been arrested, accused of stealing more than $99,000 worth of coins from a package. Police found the stolen coins and some illegal firearms when they executed a search warrant at a Wilmington home. More than 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. That's the new data according to AAA. That is up a little more than 2% from last year. Most of the people traveling this year will drive to their destinations, nearly 2% more compared to 2022. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.